Good morning, church. It is a beautiful morning for multiple reasons. One of the reasons is what Pastor Abe already mentioned about this morning. The second reason is because this Sunday has been our youth-led Sunday. So I'm not sure if you noticed, but as soon as you drove on the parking lot, you had some youth pointing where to go. When you came to get your coffee, you had some youth preparing the coffee. The ones that you don't see are in the broadcast room. They're doing the sound. They're doing the tech portion of things. So this Sunday is run by Momentum Youth, which is pretty awesome. They're a really great group of kids. So they're also going to be doing our speaking portion. So I'm very honored and privileged to have Ava come up. We're going to have Ava and Ambria give the message today. So let's give it up for Ava.
Hello. Like she said, my name is Ava. I'm 15 years old. And some things about myself. I am part of the band, as you saw. I was singing songs. And so that was kind of scary, but not at the same time. So I'm going to talk about how us young people are supposed to be examples for all believers. And so I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read to you a verse from 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity. Okay, so it says to be example, to be an example to all believers, and that can be very intimidating. Like for me right now, I am trying to be an example. Okay, this is the point. And it is scary, but I'm going to read to you another verse from Timothy. From 2 Timothy, that's not the right one. From 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. If I can find it. I had a bookmark somewhere. Here it is. It says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." Some people's Bibles say sound minds, but mine says self-discipline, which describes my situation much better. So it took a lot of Holy Spirit power to convince me to do this, because I was not wanting to do this. Not really, anyway. And self-discipline to get me motivated to get this ready and to do the singing and to do everything, pretty much. So I'd like to talk about when it says that God has given us a spirit of love. So I'm going to read more scripture because it's so awesome. I'm going to go to 1 John 4, verse 16 to 17a. "We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love will live in God, and God lives in them." And this is the best part. "And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect." Leanne wrote a song that says that, and I just thought it resonated so well. And so another part of the song says, "And from your love outflows a deep desire to love those you've placed in our life." So the way we love can be an example to everybody. So if we live in God and we have love because God is love, then we are already being examples, because the verse said to be an example in the way we love. So we are examples from overflow. And that's pretty much all I had. It was a very short 3-minute spiel. So there we go. Ambria, you can come up now.
Good morning. I'm just going to be up front because we're a church family. I'm a little bit nervous, but it's going to be okay. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about fear and overcoming fear, which is kind of one of the things that almost stopped me from speaking, but that's okay. Okay, so I'm going to start with a verse. It should be all highlighted in your Bibles. It's Psalms 23:4. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." I'm going to get back to that a little bit later. I'm going to share a little bit of a testimony. So I'm on the youth band, as you might have noticed. And two Fridays ago, I led a song called Oceans. And I love that song. I feel like every time I sing it, I can just connect with God, and I think the lyrics just speak so much truth. So I was very excited to lead that song. So that Friday, the practice before, then I was singing it, and then I there was this perfect spot, I thought, in between the bridges where I thought it'd be a good idea to maybe speak a little something that invite God to speak through me. So I was thinking that over, and then before youth started and we were just hanging out, then yeah, I thought I got the words from God of what to say. But then as soon as I got the fact, realized that I was going to do this, I just got nerves. It was really bad. A wave of anxiety came over me. And I was oh boy. I've been on stage before, and lots of times I get nervous before. It's mostly anticipating to come on, but once I'm on, I am fine. It's usually just that battle beforehand. This time it was a little bit different because it was physically ill. I thought I was gonna throw up, so I was in the bathroom waiting. I was how am I supposed to lead the song when I don't think I can even walk? So I got my sister, and she kind of led me through it, or she was trying to get me through it, and she said that if I really can't go on, she can go on for me, and I knew it was going to be fine, but, I've had anxiety before, but I've always, gotten through it, my parents have helped me, so I knew, this day, I knew deep down, I'm going to go on, this is not going to be the day where I'm going to cave in to fear, but I was how am I supposed to do this? Because I was physically ill. I was if I go on stage, I'm going to throw up. But so I was just battling in my head. But I was no, I'm going to do this. It's not going to be the day. So yeah, I was people were coming in from the sanctuary into the auditorium. And I was by that door. And I was how am I going to do this? And then Teresa started opening up the night. And then the butterflies came back again, and I was nope. So I went back out the door. And then I was oh, my goodness. It was such a war in my head. And then this I had this thought was bolded in my head, in front of all the other thoughts. I knew it was God, and he was Amber, go back in. As soon as I went out, he was go back in, or else you're not going to do, or else you're just not going to go on. So... And somehow that fear of caving in was greater than the fear of not worshiping. So I went in, at the peak of my anxiety. I was I can't do this as I'm walking up the stage. But then as soon as the first song started, then it was the seas just it was all still. And I was breathing and I was it was all good. And I just was so happy. It was joy. I was yeah, God, you're so great. You did it again. I never doubted you a little bit. But he led me there. And yeah, it was so good. And it just such a reminder that God can use the bad things for good. Because if I wouldn't have had that little anxiety attack beforehand, I don't think I would have led my song as well. And I have this testimony. So... good things happen. So a couple weeks ago, we had a worship conference. And Margaret, I believe, she was leading the thing. And one note I got from there was, you can't lead people somewhere you've never been before. And that was resonated to me so much. Because it's exactly the hard things and overcoming the hard things that bring you closer to God. And that's kind of been a theme throughout my life. Yeah, you have to walk through valleys or else you'll never grow. Yeah, it's not going to be easy. There's going to be lots of hard things, but we have God as our Father, and kind of what a Father is a provider, a protector, but also someone that strengthens and teaches you. A father wants his kids to grow and be the best person that they can be. But in order to do that, you have to go through some valleys and just trust that he's a kind of father that will lead you through them. And he is. The Bible says he is. I guess the main kind of thing that I just want to encourage you to not let fear stop you from bringing God glory, because that's exactly what Satan wants you to do. He tries to stop you from finding the truth about God and sharing it. And he does that by feeding you lies and doubts, and like planting little seeds that you might not even notice. So next time that there's a chance for you to spread God's truth or use your God-given talent or whatever it is that brings God glory, just ask yourself what's stopping you. I found this quote by Simone Weil, and it says, "It is not my business to think about myself. It is my business to think about God. It is for God to think of me." Just let that sink in. 'Cause the fact is, it's not about you. It's about like this higher God that is so worthy of your love and your trust. The devil tries to make it, the devil tries to make you think about yourself, like, exactly, like, I'm not feeling good, I am going to throw up, like, or I'm not worthy enough, or I don't have that wisdom or that, I don't know, confidence to speak or whatever it is. I'm just going to find myself here. Yeah. You might be like, I have stage fright, I can't. It's true, like, not everything is, like you have your own gift, but, like, how will you know what that is unless you, like, don't try different things? You have to, like, try new things, like, and part of, like, being, like, obedient is, like, exactly, like, you don't know. Like, it could be your thing, could not. It's so easy to make excuses. Again, reminder, God is your Father, and if you just, like, trust in him, he will lead you through that fear. But I know, the Bible says that if we do follow him, it will be hard. It won't be easy. And we're not going to grow if we don't try those hard things. And I know even just that thought might be scary for some people. But God is so much bigger than stage fright or any doubts or lies or any feeling that you're feeling. So if you just trust in him and let him in, then he will lead you wherever it is that he wills you to go. And it will be good because God is a father and he's a protector and he will protect you. So don't let that fear, don't let the devil stop you because God already defeated him. He's not the problem. So you just got to hold God's hand and just trust him that he will lead you through the valley. And if you do that, then you'll thrive. But I know it's scary, but if you don't do it, you'll never grow. So just give it a chance because God will not let you down. He's God. I'm just going to read that verse again because it's so good. Even though I walk through the darkest valleys, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalms 23:4. If it wasn't highlighted before, highlight it now. Psalms 23:4. Thank you. That's all I had.
Thank you, ladies, so much. All right, so we're going to, if I can call my youth team up, we're going to share a few words.
Nice, I get to start. So I haven't been on the leadership team for long, but for the short time I've been able to work with them or volunteer with them, they've proved over and over how much of a heart and how much they want to do this, I guess. Dwayne and Brenly couldn't be here, they wanted to, but they had a full weekend before the date was set, so rip. They put hours and hours into thinking and dreaming about where to take the youth, both as evenings, as events, but also the months ahead on where the big picture is going. That includes youth nights, that nights like Fear Factor, and we'll split the youth sometimes age-wise so we can focus more specifically on making it applicable. Just purposely choosing a direction, not making it as a evening of just entertainment, but purposely seeing where God wants to take the youth and where, choosing a direction. So if you get a chance to volunteer with them or for them, I would highly recommend it. It's a good time, and it's also, there's purpose there. It's a, it's a good time. Yeah, one of the things, speaking of purpose, one of the things that the nights organize are small group nights, so that gives the youth a chance to have built-in mentors if they want, a built-in opportunity to have a group that they can do life with, that they share how their days went, how their weeks went, and that is, I think that's really good. Sometimes it can be hard to make that choice on your own, to go search for somebody who you want to ask questions about or just go to, and something that they do is putting that built-in system where you have somebody you can talk to if you want to or if you don't want to, but they're there, so.
Yes, good morning. My name is Jamie Friesen, for those of you that don't know. A couple of years ago, me and my husband were volunteers on a Friday night for quite a few years, and then we joined the leadership team, and then we, a couple of years ago, we felt pretty burnt out, so we took a step back, and then at the end of last year, I was feeling a pull to come back. Was kind of ignoring it because I did not want to feel burnt out again. But it just kept being laid on my heart, and I had quite a few people ask me when I was coming back, and so then I, took the leap back, and here I am, and I am very honored and privileged to be back on this team. One thing I love about working with the youth is seeing them come in as little 12-year-old babies, and then seeing them age out into such mature, wonderful young adults. It's just amazing to see them go through all of their valleys and their mountaintops and just seeing how they conquer them all. And I really am just so proud of everybody, seeing them now with getting married and going off to YWAMs. And it's just really cool to have a front row seat to how they just grow and mature. One thing that is very important for me on the leadership team is that us as a leadership team and as a volunteer team, we feel unified. That we are more than just leaders together, that we are actually friends and we like each other and we get along. Every other week we get together and we have our two-hour youth meeting where we hash out all of the things, we plan events, and then once a month on a Friday before youth, we order in supper and we get together with our leadership team and we just chat, and sometimes we talk about youth things. We try really hard not to. We want to get to know each other on a deeper level, but and sometimes our conversations turn really wacky and then we really get to know each other. But it's just a really, it's been a really fun, it's a really fun hour that we have together to just be unified and to really like each other. So thank you to all of your, to all the parents who trust us every Friday night to, you just let your kids go to us, and we really appreciate and we love walking alongside you as we raise up your kids.
So I've had the privilege of being youth leader for the past 2 years, and it's come with its challenges, but it's also come with a lot of joys. I can honestly tell you guys, like, it's so much fun getting to interact with your kids and your youth every Friday and just seeing their smiling faces and just having them come in and be like, yeah, let's do something fun or whatever it is. So it's been, for me personally, it's been an honor and a privilege to be able to lead them. We have some exciting events coming up for the future. We are planning another youth retreat in September. We have, it's going to be exciting. We have Pastor Mac coming to speak, so that is going to be really good. We're really looking forward to it. We don't have a lot of details yet, but as things come up, we will release more and more details. But it's going to be a really good time of a lot of growth, and we're really focusing on discipleship. We've been doing that this last year a little bit, and we're going to continue that on through next year, just really focusing on What does it mean to follow the Lord? What does that look like in our daily lives? How do we actually apply that? What do I do when I'm struggling with something? How do I let the Lord take that? Whatever it may be, right? Like just really focusing on discipleship. And that happens often through our small groups. So like Randy was mentioning, we do small groups twice a month. And it's a good time, I think. I hope. I mean, from what I hear from our leaders, they love being small group leaders and they love connecting with the kids. So we're going to continue just to focus on that and to kind of work out some of the little things that come up here and there and just really make it something that the kids can also really enjoy and feel like they can connect with. So it's been a good time and the future is going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it. We're coming up to summer. So for any of you who have a few hours free on Friday night, we're looking for some more volunteers. We're always looking for volunteers, but specifically some female volunteers. So if you feel like summertime is going to be kind of boring for you, hey, hit me up and we can put you into the youth team and we'd love to have some more volunteers. But yes, it's been such an honor to do this, and this Youth Led Sunday has been so fun to put together. Dwayne has put in a lot of effort and energy, and Dwayne and Brenly are a really awesome part of our team, and we couldn't have done this day without them. So they've been a blessing, and we love our youth, and we love that they get to serve you. So just to show that you have seen them and in some point of the day today, can you guys just give them some applause and just let them know that you appreciate what they did for this Sunday? All right, I'll call Pastor Abe up.